Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. So they say you can't plan for the unexpected, but whoever said that obviously didn't know about Aflac. You probably know the Aflac Duck, but you might not know what Aflac can do for you. For example, did you know they pay cash that can help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover? If you get sick or injured, Aflac pays cash that can be put towards copays and deductibles to even non-medical expenses like rent or your mortgage payments. It's completely up to you. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so this is crazy. People get nuts in parking lots. I think everybody knows this. A Florida man struck a pregnant woman with his car over a parking space dispute. This is crazy. So he was arrested. This was a winery and restaurant in Coconut Creek. And so according to the probable cause arrest affidavit, the woman was leaving the restaurant. She had to carry some items from inside to her car. Her husband went to get the car so he could move to a parking spot in front of the building. She was standing in the spot as her husband was driving around while the defendant, 45-year-old Brian Papula, pulled up in his car. The victim told him that she was saving the spot for her husband who was driving around, but he shook his head and proceeded to pull forward. The car struck her knee. He actually hit her in the knee, which forced her to move back, and she lost a shoe. And she said that if she hadn't moved, he would have run her over. Paramedics responded to the scene, but she didn't need to go to the hospital. Papula told cops that he moved forward at a, quote, slow speed. And he told her, you can't save spots. So after parking his vehicle, he walked into a restaurant. And he said he was in a rush. So Broward County Sheriff's arrested him on one kind of aggravated battery on a pregnant person. He was taken to jail. He's since posted $5,000 bond. If I was the husband, I'd beat his ass right there in the parking lot because that's insane. First off, yes, it's tacky to save parking spots, but that's a woman and she was visibly pregnant and he's a 45-year-old man who has no problems walking under his own strength. Be the gentleman. Or if you can't be the gentleman, then tell yourself you're going to be the bigger person and just don't do stuff like this. You know, I mean, he ought to be, he's lucky that she wasn't carrying because she would have been within her rights, in my estimation, to draw on him because you're threatening her with a weapon, which is your vehicle. And there's a reason why vehicular manslaughter and charges involving vehicles with injuring people are actionable offenses. So this guy's lucky that that's all he got. What a D-bag. That's insane. Be smarter than that guy. Good grief. People are stupid. Let's see. So this, I got to talk about this lady just because of her lashes. Kane, I just need you to get a gander at them lashes.
Oh, man. Okay,
we're going to try this lady's name here. So she got arrested in connection with at least 3 bad date Rolex theft cases. So apparently she dates rich dudes and steals her watch. One guy had his Rolex watch and a Versace gold chain valued at $14,000 stolen. So her name is Antrenasia.
Antrenasia.
I think that's right.
Or Antrenasia.
I don't know.
Antrenasia, probably.
It looks like she cut a spider in half and then glued each of the spider side to her eyes because those lashes are out of control. Anyway, she's from Miami Gardens, 24 years old. She apparently meets with these gents and steals their stuff. So, men, don't be hoes, okay? Just don't be like that, and you won't find yourself with women of ill repute who are going to steal you of your jewels.
She just doesn't steal. It's like these guys end up severely passed out. Like
It's like some Ripnol or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
They put them to sleepy sleep. And then take all their stuff.
She's pulling a Cosby on these guys.
Pulling a Cosby. And a Florida man was arrested for calling 911 5 times in one day. You can't do that, especially when you just want to complain about stuff in your neighborhood. And that's what this feller did. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Stick with us. Kel-Tec KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. It's one of the newest ones that they've made. It's on the popular KS7 platform. The Gen 2 is packed with all kinds of upgrades. You have a 5-slot Picatinny-style rail that lets you add vertical grips, lights. You can keep it flush and sleek with a cap if you want. It's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. And you also have enhanced durability. Ultra lightweight, it's just under 7 pounds unloaded. Compact bullpup design, so you have maneuverability and tight spaces. Ambidextrous downward shell ejection and a 7+1 capacity for stopping power. And MSRP makes it affordable at just $639. So it brings all of that well within reach. It's from Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com, made here in the USA. It's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
More young lefties are embracing communism and actually believe it's never really been tried. Joy Reid exposes the right's dastardly secret that it wants less taxes and regulation. And a few weeks after insisting he will never drop out, New York City Mayor Eric Adams drops out. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the top news, some good laughs, and we'll be done in less than 30 minutes. Follow the 3 Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Content in different sizes. So part of what we're testing out now is it's amazing to be able to sit and watch a show for 30 minutes, but how can I give you a recipe in 2 minutes? And where can I share that with you? And how that continues to grow as ever. So exploring all the options of what it could look like.
Oh, gag me. So that's that whiny, balding redhead's game show wife. I'm just not fans of them. I never really followed them. That's that Meghan Markle lady. I've never really followed them until she pulled this stunt. Because I don't get into British, like, wannabe royals or royalty. But she pulled this stunt where she went down to Uvalde. She chartered a jet, flew down to Uvalde with a camera crew, and had people take pictures of her lay flowers outside that school. And after that, I was like, you are on my burnt list. Wow. That was so tacky. And had a whole camera crew follow her. Because, you know, how can I make this about myself is what she asks herself every single day. I think that she actually is representative of a larger issue. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Chats at Rumble, channel 347, where you can watch the radio program. So if you're unfamiliar, I think everybody knows the prince over there, the prince and princess of Wales. They seem like decent people. They seem very nice, right? They seem like, you know, very respectable, quiet, no complainers. They just, you know, keep their heads down, kind of do the work that they're supposed to do. I guess they go and sponsor a lot of charities and do a lot of philanthropy. And then you got this spare who apparently has all the charities dumping him. He made a mess of Sintabale, the one charity that was over in Africa, made a mess of it to where he got accused by the people in the charity of they were trying to, I guess, use it as a mechanism to just defend and promote his wife. And then another charity said that they wanted to discontinue association with him because they basically accused him of being a colonizer. And so now he lives in California. So if you don't follow it because you have a life, let me just lay it out. So they got this Netflix deal that I think that they overinflated the check and the scope of what they were going to do in the press because they needed to desperately come out and look like they were winners in something, right? So they did this deal where they did their documentary, which it wasn't a huge hit. Like Victoria Beckham has a documentary right now that's like number one. The Beckham stuff, everything that they do is a hit. Number one. So they did this, and that didn't last very long. She did this cooking show, which didn't even take place in her house. You could tell, I can watch somebody and tell if you know how to cook. A cook knows if someone can cook or not. You can watch someone prepare vegetables. You can watch them prepare meat. You can watch, you know, how they manipulate the pan and everything else. You can tell if somebody cooks. When she was chopping stuff on her show, I was terrified that she was going to cut a finger off. It was just sloppy. And she just got the thing because of who she married. And they're really trying to like make themselves really influential, not just in culture, but in politics. Remember, these are people who also, they got USAID money, apparently. Their little groups got USAID money. And apparently they were also trying to add their voices to those on the left that wanted under Biden, that were trying to get big tech to crack down on misinformation and disinformation and all that nonsense. And apparently they were also part of it. So fairest game, right? It's all fair game now. So anyway, she was the one who got pictured using the canning tongs incorrectly. Didn't know how to can. So I don't know what she's doing at this Fortune 500 thing. Do you know what she was doing there? Because what was the point of her being there? Because it was about female executives. And she's never built anything. She only got where she was because she slept with the spare and got knocked up. Let's be honest about it. I mean, that's, you know, I guess that's one way to do it. But, you know, don't sit here and call yourself a female founder when you married the money and you married the prestige. You didn't build anything for yourself. You committed the greatest sin in your Gloria Steinem feminism rule book. You didn't make it yourself. You married it. Otherwise, nobody cares. She was a Z-list actress and was occasionally on a Canadian TV show. That was it. Everywhere she's ever gone, it's because a man put her there. Her dad put her here. A boyfriend put her there. Another boyfriend put her there. And then now the husband. So she's never really built anything by herself. You know, I mean, fine, be happy who you are, but don't sit here and, you know, pull a snow job on everybody else and act like you built it. That's not being genuine. It's not being truthful to people. But I don't know why she's there. And I think that she's indicative of a large problem with like the leftist influencer psyche. I don't know. It's a weird thing. There's more audio of her. This is because they had that As Ever show. And then she said, this is 20. Suits is a show that no one watched and no one even knew about until she married the spare. This is cut 20.
It's been incredible because when I was on Suits, that was my last time really in a position with a very large team. We had a crew of 200 people.
Well, that's not true.
And I worked on the show for 7 years, and I loved the crew. I love that experience and the culture that's on set as well. And so I think being able to now have my own business, it's very different than being on set. And even the set for With Love, Megan, that's a crew of 80 people. It's still a very large crew. But for my business, I've been very decisive about having a lean team. I think
but
you want to have
a great
soundboard.
But that's not what she says. She says that she has so many people working for her, she can't fit them into her house. So she's not even consistent. And she was only ever on Suits a couple of times. She's not a business person. She white labels product. And then they purposefully restrict access to promote the falsehood of sales. So they only come out with a very limited number and then they act like, oh my gosh, the demand is crazy. We sold out. It's a marketing trick. And when I say white label, everybody knows how that works, right? You have another company, another entity that already has a product and you just switch the labels out. You just white label it. She did that to her rosé. And the marmalade spread that doesn't even actually use oranges. She had orange marmalade. They used frozen orange juice to make it. It's just a bunch of sugary nonsense. And it's runny and it's not even actual marmalade. It's all fake. Isn't this like the whole leftist thing? Fake, fake, fake. Everything's fake. They're going to try to sell you something that they don't actually have. This is a common theme, whether you are a leftist content creator or a Democrat politician on the Hill. Is that not a common theme? But I also can't stand one of the reasons I don't like her, because I hate the falseness of this content creation. So much is curated. This is why I don't do anything like this on my Instagram account. Let me give you a little insight. Our sales team is about to murder me because they, oh my gosh, God love them. But I know that they want to string me up, Kane, and you know it's true, because I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and promote products and act like I'm not selling people something on Instagram. There is so much, I'm going to be real with you, there's so much money that we've turned down, and because I don't need it, but also it just feels cringe. You know what I mean? It's just so cringe. Like, I'm even very specific with sponsors that come into our show. And if you notice, like, the sponsors that are on this radio program, I've been doing radio since 2008. October 28th, 2008 was my first show. And a lot of the sponsors that we have on radio have literally been with me since the beginning. Look how long Superbeats has been with me. Look how long Patriot Mobile has been with me. We develop real relationships with these people, but we also have a very high bar of who we work with. And it really aggravates some of the folks in sales. God love them, because they're, you know, they're all about selling, and that's how we pay for this. That's why you don't have to pay a subscription fee. That's why you're watching for free right now, and you know, the chat can come together, and they have that community, and you know, the rest of us, you know, we can sit down and chill out and talk, you know, 3 hours a day every day. Well, we're very particular about it because I just think it's just cringe, and it doesn't serve anyone to do it otherwise. This is like the consumerist culture. You want to look like you are a cook or a little homemaker or whatever, and she's not. She doesn't do it, so it doesn't come off as being genuine. It doesn't come off as being authentic. And then if you criticize it or point out this truth, then the accusations fly at you. Like there's something wrong with you because you don't accept this obvious marketing attempt. You don't accept it as being authentic, so the problem is you. I can't stand that. It is just this gaslighting that's in politics. It's in consumerism. It's in arts and entertainment. It's everywhere. It's just so false. It's so ridiculous. So yeah, we have a high bar with what we work with. And this is why I don't like doing this content stuff on Instagram. We have a great social media team. And so you might've noticed if you follow me for any period of time, now they post videos from the show and they do things like that. And that's fine. But I have a major problem with like pushing product. We did this experiment one time. I did. And I didn't even get paid off of it. I just wanted to offer something to, because the audience can be very picky. It was this candle company that was based in New Orleans. And they happened to notice that I liked one of their products. And they said, hey, if you would make a post about us, we'll give everybody that buys through using your code 20% off. And I'm like, oh, that's like a nice thing to do for everybody. And everyone's like, what is this? All the comments were, what is this? Are you going to start promoting products now? And I'm like, no, they literally offered to do something nice for people. So it was the last time I did it because everybody was so suspicious of it. They were like, what is this? And it literally, I didn't make a dime. I've never, ever made a dime off a product on Instagram. I've never done any of that stuff. And they were so suspicious of it. So I was like, I just wanted to give you 20% off. They thought it was a nice thing. Their stuff is made in the USA. I'm not going to do it again. Don't worry. But it's weird. And I don't know. I just don't get into that. Also, I think a lot of the things with the Harry and Meghan thing, and again, you don't have to get into British royalty. Isn't it also on a different scale, a representation of the crassness of progressive culture and then the politeness and well-mannered nature of a more traditional culture on display? Doesn't it seem that way? I mean, I think that it's a Rorschach test. How you feel about them is a Rorschach test for sure. But I have no idea why she's doing these things. And, you know, she tried meeting Kamala Harris, remember? And they acted like it was a big thing that they were endorsing Kamala Harris. And she signs all of her stuff with Duchess. We don't have royalty over here. We don't do that. We don't do stupid titles. We don't do the hereditary stuff over here. I get it that nouveau riche people are obsessed with that stuff. We don't do that over here. Fall has a way of making you slow down and indulge in the comforts of home, swapping busy summer days for quiet weekends and cozy evenings with your favorite shows and restorative self-care rituals. You didn't think it could get any better until Bull & Branch turned your bed into a sanctuary of comfort with the softest, most extraordinary bedding for crisp fall nights. So the first night you put them on your bed, you're going to be able to tell right away. I mean, mine are soft, cool, and they have a great weight. It feels like a 5-star hotel room in your own house. And these sheets, they get better with time. So I've washed mine over and over again, and they just keep getting softer. Try that with cheap sheets because they just fall apart and they pill. Bowl and Branch gets more luxurious after time. So there's no way you're going to go back to your old flimsy sheets. Start building your sanctuary of comfort this fall with Bowl and Branch. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Can I just say Phil Collins does not get enough love? He's the only guy who could show up looking like an IT worker and go back and jam his heart out on the drums and then like write amazing songs with fabulous harmonies and rhythms and then just hit after hit after hit. I mean, the man's a legend. Facts, no lies detected. Oh, good grief. New pandemic fears as a swine flu strain was found in ferrets and it mutates to hit humans. How do you get pig flu in a ferret? And now it's in a person. What are you doing, China? Quit being weird. Quit doing weird stuff with your animals over there. I have no idea, but I don't believe it and I don't care. Also, I don't understand having ferrets as like a pet. It's a weasel, right? Isn't it a weasel? Yeah. Are they? Don't they stink?
Yeah, they really do.
I literally, don't laugh at me, but I literally bought like dog perfume on Amazon for my dog. That's like dog friendly because I was like, goes outside and he gets BO, dog BO. And I'm like, oh, nah. Anyway, could never do a ferret. I don't care. I'm going to eat pork. Let's see. New York Sun revives print edition. Nobody cares. Sam Altman says ChatGPT. No. No. ChatGPT is going to get skanky. It's going to turn into a sex bot, a chat sex bot. That's disgusting.
So not only can we get inaccurate information, but now they'll sext us too. Do we need any of this?
No. Where's the comet? Where's smog? Where's the sweet meteor of death? I mean, just we're begging here, please. Humans. Let's see, under 50%, AI over 50%. The share of articles that have been written by humans are generated by AI. Isn't there software where you can test that stuff and see? I'm really curious. I would like to do some of that,
right,
like to
now,
test
the more than
stories.
50% of the articles online are written by AI. More than 50%?
I can proudly say that nothing on my newsletter has ever been written by AI. I don't trust it. And plus, it's like you still would have to do the work of fact checking it, right? So what's the point of having AI do it when you have to do all the work? You have to fact check it anyway. But apparently articles generated by AI outnumber those written by humans. So basically journalists are letting AI outcode them, right? That's the truth of it. That's interesting. So they're outsourcing all their stuff to AI. That's over 50%. That's insane. Of news articles that you're reading. You probably read an article today without knowing that was completely AI generated. It's wild. Soon you're going to be able to shop Walmart in ChatGPT, according to Wall Street Journal. That's kind of weird. I wouldn't want to do that. They're saying that retail giant signals that online shopping is about to change. They're partnering with OpenAI to allow shoppers to buy their products directly within ChatGPT. Who needs to do that? Like, what are they doing in ChatGPT that you can be interrupted and shop?
I don't know.
That's weird. So you're like researching something or studying something and then... Also, do we have to be able to shop everywhere all the time? Isn't that kind of just like fueling this consumerist kind of culture that we have? Just for heaven's sake, just stop. We don't need any of that. I wanted to show this thread. I had this in my last hour, but I wanted to moving it over here. So there's new data out that shows that trans identification is in free fall amongst younger people. That is pretty significant because I think it's a social contagion completely. It very much is a social contagion. This is a fascinating piece. And I was reading about it. The study that they have, and the Washington Times has more on this. They had written up this study that it's just absolutely nosedived. The trend in identifying as trans. It's in a free fall. Now, maybe if it was really a biological thing, I don't think that you would be worried about the free fallingness of it, would you? I mean, it would be, if it's science is science, right?
Right.
Golly, the pop-ups are crazy. Stop it. The basically what they're concluding is that the identification is, quote, going out of fashion. The percentage of university students who do not identify as male or female, it said it plunged from 2023 to 25 in three of the five surveys. And this is a professor at the University of Birmingham in England and the director of the Center for Social Science, Heterodox Social Science. They said trans, queer, and bisexual identities are in rapid decline among young educated Americans. The report is titled The Decline of Trans and Queer Identity Among Young Americans. It was released yesterday. Now, the data, they're talking about the drop in trans identities. This is really what I was getting ready to say. The timing is very interesting. Kane, what has been one of the, speaking of trans, what's been one of the trans issues that's been in the headlines quite a bit?
Well, violence in a general way, but they've been essentially the only mass shooters of note for the past couple of years.
Kind of interesting. There are other, by the way, this isn't the only survey that has shown this. There was a survey showing a decline. Andover Phillips Academy poll and Brown University conducted a survey as well, and they concluded the same thing. So you have three independent surveys, which have all concluded that there is a very precipitous drop. And all these surveys also cite the first one that was done, which was the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. They polled over 50,000 college students, and it's dropped by half the identification because it's a social contagion. And it's triggered in people that I think are mentally ill or that are very lonely. It's going away. Now, what's interesting is that the professor noted, because this same trend they found it at Brown University, they've been finding it, and they've lost theirs actually went from where 5% of students said they were in non-binary in 2023, 2 years later, barely over 2% did. That's wildly significant. And what the survey, what they were discussing was that it is a sign, and this is what's interesting, the sentence used is, quote, a sign that fashions are changing, that trends are changing. So it's not fashionable any longer to identify as trans, to do all of to say that you're a men saying that they're women, women saying that they're men. Now, it's not just that. They said that pansexual, asexual, and all, and two-spirit, how many were there? I almost don't want to know.
I don't know.
So all of the other ones,
no one knows.
Yeah, they said that these studies, well, of the three studies, two of them also looked at what they described as non-heterosexual definitions.
Okay. Is that gay?
No, it's not gay. It's all the other stuff is what they're saying. It's the two-spirit, asexual, pansexual. I don't even know. Literally, I don't even know what some of these are. I think they are just completely made up. Yeah. No, but they said that there is a, it's not just the trans stuff. It plummeted by over 10 points, a decline in all of the other, that stuff. The pan, asexual, all that stuff. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, two sexes, infinite personalities. It's very interesting. Now, they also said the number of heterosexual students rose in 2025 to 77%. It was in the 60s. And it's risen to 77%. Now, here's what's interesting. Do you know what didn't change at all? Just your, this is, I'm not trying to be mean, but I have no other way to describe it. Your basic gays. The basic gays and the basic lesbians, they said were, quote, largely stable. That was it. Nothing else changed. All the other ones changed. The trans and then the other stuff. And then more heterosexual identification. Some people are saying it's an anti-woke vibe shift, but here's something else. They're trying to say also maybe it's a religious affiliation. Now, this gets into this cut that we have here. Audio, this is cut 26. Go ahead and play this. Because when we say we're in a revival, it's not a joke. Listen.
A Christian revival across the country. Bible sales increasing over 40% since 2022. Religion app downloads surging nearly 80%. That increase since 2019. And Christian music Spotify streams up 50% from 2019.
Very interesting indeed. Now, some are saying that another aspect of this is that there's an improvement in mental health. So youth mental illness increased really rapidly. And notice this coincides with the rise and introduction of so many different social media platforms. It grew steadily in the 2010s. It peaked in 2021, COVID. And now it's on the decline. The first notice of this was towards the end of 2023. So I think that social media plus the lockdowns all contributed to a social contagion. And now we're seeing a reversal of this. Now, of course, the science is not going to be welcome in the T, all the other letters, plus I, whatever, 2S, all that. I don't even know what that. It's not going to be welcome in those circles. But that is incredibly interesting. There is a monumental shift occurring.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition, because you're only human. Hill Science does more. Most days, my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill, or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hills, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org. to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like how cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, they have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.